You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Lickety-split fashion.
That's what they call me on the beat. Lickety-split.
Lickety-split Weeder.
Dan Weeder.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Weeder said we would mention this nugget.
Bears beat reporter for The Athletic.
Yeah, man, there's some vibes right now, and I think the vibes are real, and I think that they're something that you try to build on.
You like the juice. I like it when you like the juice. I know you're a big juice guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A little more juice for the sandwich.
You like the juice, eh?
Yeah, it's good.
The juice is good, eh? I get you more juice.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
You have to create population around the ball.
And I just love hearing create population around the ball, as if the townspeople are coming and gathering around the field.
There are ways to create population, and that sometimes requires ball location. But we'll save that for another day.
Dan Weeder.
Dan Weeder. Go ahead, Dan.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
This hour is being brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. We love talking with Dan Weeder. His segment is sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. It's meant to be. Like, if you were going to a playoff game up in Milwaukee, that's where you should stay. Don't stay in haunted places. Go to Potawatomi. You'll have a good time there. It's also brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Hey, Weedsy, how are things?
Good. How are you guys on this fine Friday?
We are delightful, getting ready for the Bears and the Saints. You know, it's funny. Ooh, Lawrence is tearing up paper on the air, making that sound. Dan, before they played in Washington, you wrote about them figuring out ways to win late coming off the Vegas game. And it's funny because I had grabbed it. And then they go out and do it again. But, like, it's funny because the Caleb quote was, you take a deep breath and give yourself some positive information, positive affirmation. Then you go out and you be as calm as you can for your guys. And you wrote about how, like, it doesn't matter how the game is unfolded to that point, you know, because we saw that in Vegas.
Yeah.
But then we saw it again. Like, so and then I think you wrote about it again. So, like, what are we dealing with here in terms of a coach and a team and a quarterback realizing that as long as they're good enough at the end, it kind of doesn't matter if they've been bad before then?
We'll find out what it all means as the next 2 months kind of unfold. But what we've seen here in the last few weeks is this sort of swell of collective belief. And that's really important for a team that's in the state that this one is in trying to establish that confidence when the game is on the line, to be able to have that poise under pressure that they've had in the last two football games. And now you just hope that becomes a trend and not just a flash. And so hopefully that the confidence that they built from these two wins the last couple games is going to carry them forward. I will tell you guys this, that the energy inside that locker room on Monday night was special in a couple regards. Number one, because it was so distinctly in contrast to that exact same setting a year earlier, 12 months earlier in Washington. And two, just because you just had a team that you feel like has a sense that they're moving in the right direction finally.
that's good to hear that they feel like they're moving in the right direction. Do you think they're moving in the right direction?
Yes. Now, that direction has a steep climb ahead of it. And so it's really easy to get sort of intoxicated by the three-game winning streak and to sit here on October 17th and say, boy, the Bears haven't lost a game in more than a month. And we don't get to say that very often around these parts, as you guys well know, within the season. And so you've got to understand who you are. And this week's interesting because of all the games this year to this point, this one has the least amount of like week of hype. Like there's nothing really attached to this one. It's a short week. They've got to get reset, refocused to play an opponent that's not real good on paper, but still has the chance to beat you. And so it's going to be a real test to see if they can get themselves back up physically, mentally, and ready to focus for a game that means a lot in the direction of their season.
We've been talking about wanting to like be honest and clear as much as we can about the quarterback's development, irrespective of wins and losses.
Yes.
You said, yeah, they've won three in a row, and that's been really nice. But we've been able to do it in years past, talk about Fields, talk about Mitch or whoever, when they've lost three in a row, and still say whether the quarterback is getting better and at what pace and rate it is and such. So let's do the same thing. Is the quarterback getting better?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
He's gotten better since the start of the season, for certain. I went back through the Washington video today, and it's not an altogether clean game tape for the quarterback. And so I'm sure they realize that inside the building. I'm sure they've gone play by play through it and shown him where some of his flaws and mistakes are. I will say that for me, watching the sack rate come way down from where it was a year ago is encouraging. I think one of the most interesting conversations this week, and it really kind of ties into some of the things that Troy Aikman brought up on the broadcast, is this idea of trying to unlock the yards after catch in this offense, right? And the importance of precision as opposed to just merely completions for a quarterback. And so this is a big step that Caleb's got to take here in the coming weeks, is to be able to, Declan Doyle said it yesterday, and he said it with a big smile, that the words ball location are repeated and emphasized every single day inside that building, to the point that Caleb probably goes to sleep hearing that echo in his ear. But ball location is going to be this thing that unlocks, you know, 11-yard completions into 25-yard completions and 25-yard completions into longer touchdowns. And so that's going to be something where we're going to keep our eyes on, because the coaches are keeping a daily eye on it, trying to see their quarterback get better in that regard.
Dan, if you could go back mentally to when you first started to hear about Theo Benedict, it's one thing to project a guy to the roster who's an undrafted free agent. Like I understand that thinking, but to project a guy out and say, you know what, I think he actually might be a starter for us, is a little different. What did the Bears say they saw in the scouting of him?
You know, he was obviously on our radar a year ago, you know, in training camp before he got hurt, but then really an afterthought when this year's training camp began. And it wasn't until the middle to later part of August that all of a sudden you saw him getting some reps and factoring into the competition. And you're like, okay, this coaching staff clearly has some belief in him that is meaningful. Look, I think the first thing they see is a guy who's fearless, who can overcome some of his physical limitations with an ability to play fast, to take coaching and apply it rather quickly, to know his responsibilities on a given play and do his damnedest to execute them. And they're going to try to develop that into whatever it is. I think we're going to have the same conversation with Theo as we've had about Braxton Jones, where it's like you can celebrate the success of that individual's journey and their ability to win the role that they've won, but you still are trying to find a left tackle that is going to be a core piece of a championship team, right? And so that's where you've got to be honest inside the building on where's the ceiling, what else do we need to do to try to get that offensive line to be at its peak? And we'll see over time whether Theo's a part of that conversation or whether he's just kind of a placeholder until they're able to find that guy.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. We talked to Olin Krutz last hour for the first time. Dan, the way he was talking about watching Theo on film, it felt like a conversation about why Theo is the guy instead of why mm-hmm. Braxton is not the guy. You know what I mean? Like he battles, he fights, he gets in good position, he's got a mean streak, those kind of things. It's like maybe schematically they protect that left tackle enough in pass pro. That run is the thing. Like just being mean and being physical in the run game is the thing for Ben, even at the classic pass block left tackle position.
Well, and the other thing that Ben and Declan both, you know, echoed this week is the idea that they haven't really worried about Theo the last couple of weeks. Obviously, one start on one side, a second start on the other side, and you just haven't felt the anxiety from the coaching staff of like, we've got to do X, Y, and Z to make sure that he doesn't get us beat. It's just like, all right, he's going to do his job and we can breathe easy and kind of put together our game plan without having to account for that so much. So that's a definite luxury for a coaching staff to have that kind of trust. And now again, you're trying to build these things into a longer term track record as opposed to the flat here. And I think you guys would agree, like this football team is two breaks away from being 1-4 and the fire alarms ringing all throughout the city. And so they've got to be very cognizant of that as they approach this October stretch with some purpose.
What, if anything, worries you about the Saints?
I mean, just that look, like it's a football team that's pretty well coached from what you can see. And they've got some veteran players who know how to win in this league. And the quarterback has not turned the football over and he's completed a high percentage. And, you know, they're feisty enough. They're feisty enough. And I wrote earlier in the week about the long drought that the Bears have had since beating any Saints team, going back to December 2008. That's a long time. I know that doesn't really apply to this particular matchup, but it's a lesson in the fact that, like, you can't just walk in and check the box as a win and go through the motions. This team's not good enough to kind of go through the motions and win a game. They're going to have to earn this one on Sunday. And so I think that's probably what worries me the most is what I said at the outset. Number one, it's a short week. And number two, it's the first game this year that doesn't have a whole lot of natural buildup to it. And so you've got to create your buildup and your own purpose to go out and attack this thing.
Did you have fun looking back at times where the Saints beat the Bears since 2008?
It was kind of fun in a weird way, honestly, because you just remember things and you're like, man, we've been through some hell here, haven't we? And, you know, whether it's Javon Wims throwing haymakers at CJ Gardner-Johnson, or whether it's that Al Riveron overturn of the what should have been a glorious final catch of Zach Miller's career, you know, whether it's Teddy Bridgewater and Latavius Murray coming in here and beating the Bears in what was supposed to be a Super Bowl contending season. There's a lot of scar tissue there, Spiegs, and sometimes it's fun to look at it and then hope that it's not going to be there forever.
It's funny because as we talk about the development of the quarterback and obviously the connection with this quarterback and the quarterback of the Saints, their numbers are actually very similar. Their QBRs are the same, and their passer rating over the last five games is exactly the same. So it's weird when you start thinking about that team and them maybe coming in here and playing, if they play competently enough, well, what would the Bears then have to do to walk out with a win?
Yeah, and like, you know, keep the turnover faucet open. It's been really, really open the last few weeks, and you've been able to get, you know, you get some breaks, but then you create your own luck as well, and that defense has been very opportunistic, and obviously I think Dennis Allen is going to have a great understanding of the personnel he's going up against. And so he should have a competitive advantage of understanding where to attack and where to find weaknesses. And then you're just going to have to be sharp offensively. You know, I bring up the short week, and I think this will be Caleb's fifth short week start in his career. The previous four haven't gone all that well, you know, especially early on in those games. And so you want to see them get off to a fast start, you know, put their fingerprints and their grip on that game early, and then just kind of play it on your terms, as opposed to introducing a little bit of anxiety and then being in a game in the fourth quarter that you got to go out and claw and win again.
Wait a minute. Javon Wims had at the punches that he threw at Gardner Johnson.
With his helmet still on.
With his helmet still on.
Yeah. Which is the dumbest thing in the world.
So that was against the Saints. Wasn't his drop of the gadget
same season
play?
Too. That same season, Speaks. So the punches were in the regular season. This is all 2020. So this is the weird COVID year, which is weird on its own behalf, because that game that they lost in the regular season in overtime was in front of a crowd of zero at Soldier Field, as you guys remember that season. And then in front of 3,000 people at the Superdome in the playoffs, they ran flash right atomic bomb. Mitch Trubisky threw a dime and Javon Wims dropped it in the end zone. And that was all she wrote.
Saints and Wims, not good memories. Thanks, Dan.
No, yeah, that is not a good memory at all. How hurt are the Bears?
Not terribly. Your kicker's out again, you know, and so you're going to have to compensate for that. Noah Sewell out again. I don't think Grady Jarrett's going to go. He's listed as questionable coming back from the knee issue. We're going to have to see where he's at. I think DeAndre Swift is going to be a full green light by Sunday morning. They should be in pretty good shape going into this football game, and you want to stay that way for sure. DJ Moore getting cleared to return.
I'm shocked by that. Yeah,
it's a tough SOB, guys.
Yeah, it's rare to see player hospitalized then player back at practice.
Yeah, I mean we've seen him be tough in a number of ways against a number of injuries, but this is especially exemplary.
Yeah, the torsion aspect of possibly the torsion aspect of his
alleged
injury.
Torsion.
Yes, is tough.
Can you confirm, by the way, Dan, or not on this one?
Well, I heard you guys earlier in the program. It might have been during transition talking about Michael Jackson. I think this was an injury for sure. So.
Weedsy,
I think I can confirm that much.
Yeah. Weedsy, we appreciate you, man. Have a wonderful weekend.
You guys as well. Enjoy the game.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.